Welcome to the Vending Market Watch Legislative Miniseries. I'm the editor, Emily Reformat, and will be your host as we talk to participants in this year's NAMA fly-in. Previously, we heard from the NAMA chair-elect Jeff Smith, who called the fly-in an unprecedented event. Today, we speak with Eric Dell, Senior Vice President of External Affairs for NAMA. Over the years, Eric has worked with industry leaders, state councils, and members across the country to develop and expand grassroots efforts at the local, state, and federal level. He performed a key role in launching the first DC fly-in in 2015, a now annual event that continues to grow. In the 2018 fly-in, there are even more events for attendees and training on the issues to be discussed with legislators. Eric offers an inside look at the event and what participants can expect. Thanks for being here with us, Eric. I really appreciate making the time today.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Emily, and looking forward to the upcoming fly-in.
Yeah, I've heard about the fly-in. It's fast approaching. I know a lot of operators have signed up for it. How can they best maximize the experience, would you say?
Well, I would say maximizing the experience is preparing yourself for the day or the 2 days, day and a half, you're going to be in Washington, D.C. with the industry, talking to your elected officials and networking with your industry partners. So maximize the experience by going to our website and downloading the webinar. We'll be sending that out today that we held recently, and you can see the webinar, and that'll help educate you on what the event specifics are going to be, what we're going to be talking about, and the flow of the event. Also, you know, maximize your experience by getting here in time and getting settled in D.C. and look up information on your member of Congress and be prepared and download the app, and we'll have specific instructions on how to download the app.
That's interesting. Is this the first year you've had an app?
No, we've actually had an app each year that is used for the meetings on the Hill, and it really helps the flow because in D.C., as you know, the meetings change quite frequently throughout the day, so it updates real time when your schedule changes on the Hill with your members of Congress, so it's very helpful.
Fantastic. So now if someone hasn't registered yet but hears this and thinks it'd be really interesting to meet with a representative, is it too late to register?
It is not too late to register. In fact, I got a call yesterday from a small operator in Florida who is a new member of NAMA, and she is going to be joining us. She registered yesterday. The room block at the hotel is closed in terms of the room rate discount. However, it is not too late to register for the event and join us up until the day of the event. We're at close to 300 attendees. We need just a few more, so we really urge people to participate and still register.
Wow, what a big number to bring to D.C. to support the industry. I also heard that you have some events going on, not just meeting with representatives. Can you talk about some of those?
Sure. This event grows every year in what we provide to the industry and the connections that we make in D.C. while our best advocates are here in D.C. So we have on Tuesday, the 24th, Robin McKinnon, who's with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, at 2 p.m. At the hotel. That will be an education session where she's going to talk about really the future of food and beverage and how the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, see moving forward, not only with issues that impact our industry, but overall food and beverage issues in the food world.
Are
we'll
you
also
really
give,
expecting that to
sure.
change much?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Forgive me for interrupting, but do you expect
no
that
problem.
To change much? I mean, this overview?
So the overview really, with the new administration in place, the Trump administration, things obviously change when administrations come in. Recently, the FDA administrator put out information on their plans for the future at FDA with food and beverage. And, you know, with each administration, things change. So it's good to stay up to date with where they're headed in that. And it really helps us prepare as an industry for where the FDA is moving as it relates to regulation of food and beverage.
Certainly.
At 3 p.m., following that presentation, there will be an education session hosted by NAMA to educate attendees on what we will be talking about during the Hill visits on the next day and how to best talk with your members of Congress when you get into those meetings so that everyone feels comfortable. Jason Eberstein from our team and myself will be leading that with the help of some others in the industry to educate folks on how to best have a successful meeting with their member of Congress. And it's something that's really exciting for the women in the industry is our WIN, Women in the Industry Network, is partnering with the Women's Food Service Forum to present a leadership discussion at 4 p.m. At the hotel in the same location with leaders, women leaders from the food beverage industry and convenience services industry and partner associations and the government, where they're going to talk about leadership roles of women in food and beverage and how they've risen into their positions and best practices for leadership. We're really excited about the number of women that we have attending this year, the fly-in. It's probably a record. I haven't looked recently, but early on registrations were that it was a record number of women, which is just a great, great thing for the industry to diversify who's attending and meeting with our members of Congress from the industry.
Absolutely. Getting those different voices in there. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So talking about the topic that you're going to be discussing on the Hill, I know you mentioned you'll have a session to kind of educate anyone about those topics and then also how to speak to their representatives. But can you share any with us specifically what you'll be talking about, what's front and center, or wins that you're seeing right now?
Sure. So there's a couple of issues that we're going to be talking about, and this is why it's important for folks to really come and talk to their legislators and their elected officials personally, because these are really crucial issues. Calorie disclosure issue we've been working on for 8 years. FDA recently announced a proposed rule on calorie disclosure font size. And the proposed rule is in agreement with what we asked for from the FDA, so we're happy about that. We'll be talking to our elected officials about supporting that proposed rule and getting members of Congress to sign a letter supporting that proposed rule. So it's going to be crucial for folks to be meeting with their elected officials asking for that support for the industry. It would be tremendous if we have a huge number of signatures on a letter to the FDA from Congress saying, hey, support the industry, support NAMA and convenience services industry, and make this font size on the front of pack what you have proposed and what the industry has proposed. Other issues that we'll be talking about is privatization or commercialization of rest areas on interstate highways. We will be opposing a bill that has been introduced to privatize or commercialize those. It is an issue that relates directly to vending. If those are privatized or commercialized, there are negative impacts on the vending locations on those rest areas. The third thing, and really it's an umbrella over the entire event, is research that's been done by the NAMA Foundation, which is overall study of the economic impact of the convenience services industry and our operators, how many jobs we create, how much in taxes we pay, and how much economic impact overall we have by state, by congressional district, all the way down to the county level. So when we walk into a member of Congress into their office, we can say, for example, we have 432 jobs in your district. We pay this much in taxes in your district, and this is the economic impact we have in your congressional district. Very powerful stuff. We'll not only be able to use it at the fly-in, but also at our state meetings around the country, our state lobby days, and also when we work on issues at local levels. We can really show what an impact our industry has and protect the industry and promote the industry. So that's going to kind of be an umbrella over the entire event, promoting the size of the industry and introducing convenience services industry in a more formal way to the elected officials and to the Washington community. And I want to thank the NAMA Foundation for supporting that research.
Gosh, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I mean, really what a great way to provide reasons to listen to NAMA, to the association, and to the members visiting, giving them that voice. I really hope it's a great event.
I think it's going to be great. It's been building every year. We're just excited to see everyone, and we'll hope the weather is not too hot. But usually this time of the year in August is really hot, so be prepared for some hot, muggy weather. But it's all worth it in the end because we build these relationships that really, as I said, protect and promote the industry into the future.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.